Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Saturday, the 11th of October 2025. Today's topic is No Vacancy. Our text is taken from Luke chapter 11 verses 21 to 28. When a strong man armed keepeth his palace, his goods are in peace. But when a stronger than he shall come upon him, and overcome him, he taketh from him all his armor wherein he trusted, and divideth his spoils. He that is not with me is against me, and he that gathereth not with me scattereth. When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest, and finding none, he saith, I will return unto my house whence I came out. And when he cometh, he findeth it swept and garnished. Then goeth he, and taketh to him seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter in, and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. And it came to pass, as he spake these things, a certain woman of the company lifted up her voice, and said unto him, Blessed is the womb that bare thee, and the paps which thou hast sucked. Verse 28. But he said, Yea, rather, blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. Key verse. Luke chapter 11 verse 23. He that is not with me is against me, and he that gathereth not with me scattereth. A psychologist named John Locke, through his research, came up with an important finding. He explained that the heart of a child at birth is empty. This he referred to as tabula rasa, which means blank slate. He argued that children were blank slates and that what they became was dependent on learning and experience. This is true to the extent that all infants came without behavioral characteristics, whether negative or positive. It is when they start to interact with the environment that they learn to do things on their own. The environment is the instrument for writing things in their hearts that the child will meditate on. This learning process will then influence his activity and general lifestyle. Jesus Christ gives us an illustration in the Bible passage to show that there can be no vacuum in a person's life. Every person is either filled with Christ and his righteousness or with satanic spirits and unrighteousness. It depends on which side a person decides to be. If you want to be on the side of the Savior, then repent. Empty your heart of all your sins and ask him to forgive and cleanse you with his blood. This is called salvation. After this, you then declare no vacancy to Satan by committing yourself to unquestionable obedience to God, prayer, righteousness, the Word of God, and being filled with the Holy Spirit. As you make this your daily pursuit, then Satan and his agents will flee and will never return to your abode forever. Prayer for today. Father, I say no vacancy to sin and sinful practices in my life in Jesus' name. Amen. Further reading, 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verses 17. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk devotional for kids, visit us at www.sincermilk.app or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.